Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 14, we were taught that when we agree with a statement of faith and don't stand on it, we don't have faith. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When you agree with a statement of faith, but you don't stand on it, then you don't have faith. I've heard people say, make this statement, I agree with what you are saying, but you shouldn't say it, or you shouldn't do it. I've had it, whether I've preached about homosexuality, whether I've preached about social drinking, whether I've preached against other sins of the flesh and the mouth and so forth, and or the sin of contemporary music and things like that in the church, or when I've talked about you need to be a witness and I've talked about hell and things like that, people said, well, yeah, you believe that and so forth. We believe it too, but you shouldn't preach on that. I preached one Easter Sunday, and I preached the whole gospel. I put the death, burial, and resurrection. And some couple got upset and left the church. They said, you should only preach on love, especially on Easter. It was enough to say that Jesus resurrected. Well, people need to know that Jesus died for their sins and that the reason behind it and all that's involved. Again, we have to make choices. We're either going to stand with the Lord or we're going to let opinion of religious people who may be well respected, who have good doctrinal statements, but still are not in line with the Word of God and how it should be carried out. Now, do you have a real faith in Christ today? Are you obedient to His holy Word? The question we have to ask ourselves is, my faith real? Am I obedient? Or is that a statement of faith only? Jonathan and the armor bearer initiate their plan. Let's read on through verses 20 now, verses 11 through 20. He says, and both of them discovered themselves unto the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they hid themselves. And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto his armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord hath delivered them into the hand of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men, within, as it were, an half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And there was trembling in the host, in the field, and among the people, the garrison, the soldiers, and the spoilers. They all trembled. The earth also quaked. So it was a very great trembling. And the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah, Benjamin, looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Then said Saul to the people that were with him, number now, and see who is gone from us. And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. And Saul said unto Ahiah, bring hither the ark of God, for the ark of God was at that time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass, while Saul talked unto the priest, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul said unto the priest, withdraw thy hand. And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle. Behold, every man's sword was against his fellow. And there was a very great discomfiture. Wow. Now what's happening here? Well, Jonathan said in verse 12, "Come after me, for the Lord hath delivered them into the hand of Israel." Even before he starts killing his first man, he says, "God's going to do it. It's as good as done, because this was God's promise. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do it God's way." And he takes off and he does it. Before the fight begins, his trust in God's word is seen in that he knows God's promises are as good as done. So, they simply act upon the promises of God. Do you know that you can trust the promises of God? In Hebrews 13:5, we have his promise, "I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." We know in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it." But it must be his way, not "I'm going to do this, and Lord, you must help me do it. I'm going to do it, and Lord, now you need to help." No, this is God's work, and I need to be the Lord's helper. Too many whine, quit, or conform to the world in the face of trouble and trial. Now, in verse 14, Jonathan does the actual fighting. He kills 20 men. The armor bearer slays after him. And so the armor bearer's in on it, but he's doing the cleanup work after Jonathan goes in. And what a picture of the local church working together. The pulpit proclaims the word, but the people finish the work personally. Now, don't forget how great a multitude of Philistines at this point, and only 20 men were killed. And that at that rate, with this size army, 20 men a day is not going to defeat that army in a year. But verse 15, he said, "And there was a trembling in the host, and in the field, and among the people. The garrison, the spoilers, they all so trembled, and the earth quaked, so it was a very great trembling." Well, when this happens, God's hand is now evident. It's more than just the strength he gave Jonathan and the armor bearer. God's in the middle of the fight. He's leading the battle. That's why when you see him descend from heaven in Revelation chapter 19, the army's not ahead of him, they're behind him. And he's leading forth the charge. A spirit of fear comes upon all the Philistines, panic. But only after Jonathan and the armor bearer acted in faith. The earth quakes. Now, we can receive great strength from God, but there is a work that only God does that makes our call successful. Jonathan could not make the earth quake. He could only do what a soldier should do, is go in there and fight. I don't like to hear it. I've heard preachers do it, young and old. Unfortunately, I've heard people in churches do this, young and old. Say, "If it wasn't for me, that wouldn't have gotten done. If it wasn't for me, this wouldn't have happened. If it wasn't for me." Anytime you hear a person that makes that kind of a statement, they're walking as Saul walked. They're not walking in the Spirit. When a man walks in the Spirit, he knows beyond any shadow of the doubt. God does it all. Let me tell you something. Lamp and Light, Central Baptist Church, God's done it all. The things that I've done have long since faltered and failed. But God did all that was good. And He is blessed when I follow His will and do it His way. Jonathan and the armor bearer have a faith that works. In James chapter 2, verses 18 through 20, we read this, "Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, and thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" Now, you don't work to get saved, but because you are saved, you work. Because you believe God, you trust God, then you do those works, and those works will show that your faith is real. You show me a man that's not faithful to church. You show me a man that doesn't witness. You show me a man who is the stir up of trouble in a church. You show me a man who gossips about the ministry and about the church. I can show you a man who is not walking in the Spirit, because he's not walking according to faith. He's walking only according to religion. And he lacks a true, true commitment. Now we see the impossible and that which you know you can't accomplish in your own strength, in your own wisdom, in your own knowledge, and in your own might. You see that that impossible task is made possible by the power of God. He could not defeat this great army by himself. You feel that you can't do a ministry? Great! You can't! Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me." So let God do it through you. Oh, my friend, just like with Lazarus, when he was raised from the dead, God told the men, roll away the stone. He told them to loose him of the grave clothing. Why did he tell them to do that? Because that's what men could do. He only did what they could not do, raise the dead. My friend, you knock on the doors, you share the gospel, but you don't save them. God does. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.